Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. John Paul II described that his consecration to Mary was a decisive turning point in his life. And in my own experience, and in the countless experience of so many Catholics, that consecrating one's life and vocation to Our Lady was one of the most important things they have ever done in their spiritual life. For me, it was definitely a turning point in my vocation towards the priesthood. So what's the whole deal with consecrations anyway? A lot of this has to do with our memorial saint for today, St. Louis de Montfort. He lived in the 17th and early 18th centuries, and he was famous for writing The True Devotion to Mary. If you want to get to know Our Lady more, this book should be on every Catholic's bookshelf. St. John Paul II adopted as his papal motto de Montfort's words that summarize what it means to do a total consecration to Jesus through Mary, totus tuus, which is Latin for totally yours. Because Marian consecration is really about giving Mary your consent and permission to be a mother to us, to lead us and to form us into Christ. As de Montfort says, she who first brought him into the world will make him known to the world. Part of these consecrations include a 33-day preparation of getting to know the mysteries of faith through the eyes and heart of Mary. I encourage you, especially if you are struggling to understand Mary and her role in your life, to read St. Louis de Montfort's consecration, or if you prefer a more contemporary and accessible treatment of Marian consecration, I highly recommend Father Michael Gately's 33 Days to Morning Glory. Although Christ is the only way to the Father, the Church has always recognized that devotion to the Blessed Virgin, which is always subordinate to the worship of the Holy Trinity, yet is an intrinsic element in Christian prayer, that we turn to the preeminent member of the Church, the shining example of humility and love, and therefore mother of us all, a mother who hears the cry of her children. Let us pray. O God, who willed to direct the steps of the priest St. Louis along the way of salvation and the love of Christ, in the company of the Blessed Virgin, grant us, by his example, that meditating on the mysteries of your love, we may strive tirelessly for the building up of your Church. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.